Because 5 o'clock, no, because I need that freshness, otherwise there's no point. Now, she talked very nicely about Dhatu Mula Jiva and all these things we have understood. But practicality, we will be using Dhatu Mula Jiva as you know, material, the material world, the plant world and the animal world, right? If I divide these three into three parts, the Chara Rashis are material, all the material. And the Sthira Rashis are all the plants. And the Dvishabhava Rashis are all the animal problems. Now, let's start with the Dvishabhava, the dual signs. We have four kinds of dual signs, right? One is the air sign, which is the, there's only one dual air sign. Which one is that? Gemini. Gemini. So, which is the animals that are in the air?
Birds.
That's right. Birds. So, put the birds over there. In Gemini, write down birds. All birds come in Gemini. Now, Prithvi is Earth, right? Earth. Which are the animals that walk on the Earth? All the animals walk on the Earth, right?
Yes.
Shall I write terrestrial animals?
Terrestrial
animals? So write terrestrial animals over here. Terrestrial. The one who walk on the Earth. Who walk on the Earth. Who live on the Earth. Who can't fly. Flying animals are Gemini. They are the birds. The ones who walk on the Earth are here. What about fire animal? Do you know of any animal who has a tremendous fire? And what is fire out here? Light, knowledge, energy. There's only one animal that has that capacity. Man. Man comes to Sagittarius. Manushya. She's so happy. She pushed me to take this out. Okay. And then finally, water animals? All the fishes. So did you see how we divided all the animals in the dual signs? All the jivatmas came to the dual signs. Interesting, huh? So which is the sign of Garuda, the king of the birds? Gemini. Which is the favorite gemstone of Garuda? Emerald. And that is what is mentioned in the Garuda Puran. Oh, the emerald which is so beloved of Garuda. So everybody is wondering, why the hell does Garuda like emerald? Because it's Gemini. You understand that now? You never thought of it like that, huh?
Yes.
Dhatu Mula Jiva. Okay, now come to the Mula. First I will teach you what is called the foundation. The foundation is, all plants are divided into two types. One is Taurus and one is Leo. There are only two types of plants, right?
Mm.
If you remember two planets, Venus and Sun.
Venus and Sun, yeah.
And what is Taurus? Is it not the house of eating?
Yes.
So all the eating plants are in Taurus. All the non-eating plants are in Leo. All plants that give you food are here and that which don't give you food are here. Oh, how interesting. So first bifurcation of plants is two. So can you tell me, eating plants are what, medicinal plants? Medicine plants are also eating plants? You take the medicine and herbs and you eat them, right? Anything that you eat. Carrot. Carrot will come over there.
Taurus.
Banyan tree?
No.
You're sure? You can't eat the banyan tree, right?
Okay.
Some people take their leaves and
medicine.
Leaves are medicine?
That especially the banyan fruits are good as after sex.
Excellent. Then for you, banyan is in second house. For me, it is not. Good. I don't have a problem. If you can eat it, put it in the second house. If you can't eat it, put it away. For example, pulses. Everybody eats pulses, so pulses should come here. But I don't like pulses, I'd like to put it there. So we all have our tastes and things like that. But in general, you can know that the number of plants eaten by other animals is much more than that of human beings. Human beings can't go and eat the grain out here just like that. Right? You can't eat the grass. Cows can eat that. So for cows, the number of trees in Taurus is much larger than it is for human beings. So which one you put there, where, depends. So the main bifurcation is, am I eating it or am I not eating it? Two ways. Okay? Now, assuming that the four fixed signs are the principal trees. I call them the principal trees. So which are the four signs? I have Taurus, I have Leo, I have Scorpio, and I have Aquarius. Remember Scorpio and Aquarius, deadly signs. Okay? Which is the most important tree? I have to choose four trees, which I call spiritual trees. I allow you to choose four trees, which are extremely spiritual trees, and I'd like to put them in these four signs. In Aquarius, should I put the Bilwa? Have you heard of the Bilwa?
Yes.
Should we put it there?
Yes.
Why?
Because it's
the sign of Shiva. Shivaratri, okay? So put, write down Bilwa in Aquarius. Bilwa is the... You seem to be shocked. You know what Bilwa is, right? Good. Do you know what people is?
People.
Okay. Write down P-I-P-A-L. People you put in Scorpio. Remember all the ghosts also live there. And Vishnu is also worshipped over there. This is a very powerful tree, people. Extremely powerful. People and Bilwa are the two principal trees which actually we use to deal with our Scorpio and Aquarius problems. Very big secret I gave away. Oh, today I have given away. So if you have planets in Aquarius Lavamsha, you know what the remedy is. Eka Bilvam Shivarpanam. And people is for Vishnu. Then there are two more signs left. What are they? Leo. Of course, everybody knows the great Banyan will go to Leo. The great Banyan will go to Leo. Agreed?
Yeah. Oh, no. Banyan is related to Jupiter.
Jupiter, not Sun?
Jupiter, because gurus meditate under Banyan tree. Guru Dattatreya, all the...
I knew he was sleeping, I caught you.
Because it comes as a Sagittarius.
All books will write it. All books on Jyotish, there is no discrepancy. You have to give me a book on Jyotish other than internet book. Okay? Which says that Banyan is for Jupiter. Banyan is for the Sun. For me, I am very clear cut. See? How is it that I just get to Banyan? Oh, I thought I was going to fall sick.
I have to catch some more of you and I'll be born again.
Now what about the fourth sign? This is eating sign, right? Also medicines. Among the foods, eating food is very important. And then among that, the top level is medicine. The Sanjeevani plants. And among the Sanjeevani plants, who is that the highest? Which is the peak? Which is that one plant which represents all medicine plants?
Tulsi.
She is in Taurus. Very interesting, huh, when you learn all this. So we have four principles. Among all the foods, among all the medicines, Tulsi is the highest. Taurus. So we have the four fixed signs and we have four plants. We have the four dual signs and we have four kinds of creatures. Now, what is left? The movable signs. Okay. In the movable signs, we divide them into what we call Jala. Jala is water. All liquids, water comes in Cancer. Okay? Can you tell me what is air? What is the material that is there in the air?
Gas.
Gases. That's why Rahu is there. Now you understand? Now you understand. So we put Moon over here. Remember, we have four. We have Mars in Aries, we have Moon in Cancer, we have Rahu in Libra and we have Saturn over here. So Rahu in Libra is all sorts of gases. All sorts of gases come over here in Libra. And here in Capricorn, all the materials under the ground. And here in Aries, all the materials above. That means in hills and things like that. So petroleum is under the ground or on top of a hill? Top of a hill, right? Under the ground. Okay. Oh. So it should be Capricorn. So if I have somebody with with Sagittarius Lagna and it started in the second house, can I say that you have made tons of money from petroleum? Dhirubhai Ambani. Sales chart. Sagittarius Lagna with the Sun and Moon and Saturn in the second. Petroleum. He made his entire fortune from petroleum. Nathangraka. Have you heard of Nathangrakas? Yeah. Okay. So, interesting, huh? So now you know the four kinds of divisions. I have a friend, my classmate in school. When I was learning Jyotish, he would come to me every day, Om Prakash Agarwal. Sanjay, just look at my horoscope here, please, yaar. Please, yaar, Sanjay, tu kya dekha? Every day we would sit and all that I study has to be applied in his horoscope. Every day, this was a typical thing. And the condition, I will tell him, okay, today Chinese, tomorrow this, every day he has to feed me. You know, the Marwadi chap, he had lots of money, pocket money. I had no pocket money given to me. So it was a clear thing. Even today, the same story, she knows it. Whenever he sees me, the moment he sees me out of sheer habit, Sanjay, dinner. First, because then his horoscope will come out. This horoscope, that everything will come out. Even today, his marriage, everything. His mom was very clear. You will marry only if Sanjay says yes. Their house astrology, they kicked him out. I was so young. His mother had blind faith in me. Now look at this guy. I told him, look, he did a lathe. Even he set up a factory and he put up a lathe. Because somebody told him your 11th house is Aries. Aries has to do with metals. So if you have a lathe and metal working, you will make money. I tell him, forget it. The money you will make in your life is from water. So he was shocked. How can anybody make money from water? And this I am talking about 1980s. 82, 83. He had Gemini and Lagna. The 11th Lord Mars was in the second house. In debility, the second Lord Moon is in the 11th house in Aries, and Rahu was also here. So Rahu and Mars in the second house. Everybody told him when this Mangal Dasha will come, you will become beggar, this, that. I said, look, the only way you can become a beggar is if you hand over all your money to me. If you are willing to sign the deal, done. I am going to give in writing, you will be a millionaire. Sanjay, pagal ho gaya, you have gone mad. He used to go around in a scooter, his dad's scooter, when he does blah, blah, blah. Otherwise, bicycle was our standard mode. Time aaya. Can you imagine? This guy today makes 100 crores approximately every year from water. I was right. He cleans the water. You know the water cleansing? Because it's dhatu. 2 and 11 are exchanging on the dhatu, on movable signs. 11th Lord is in a movable sign. Second Lord is a movable sign, and all of them, the ninth Lord of good fortune is also coming out here. And Rahu and Mangal and all the stuff, that's the industrial waste, is clearing it. Fortune. From what? It worked. Jyotish works. I just used the Dhatu Mula Jiva. Where can I make my money from? So what happens? If let us say I have my 11th Lord, Saturn, sitting out here retrograde, I can make my money from petroleum. But it's retrograde. So whatever I make, it will go away. So there's no point working for that. It's not always that you have a Dhana Yoga. When you have a Dhana Yoga, then you have an option to look at this as a major source of wealth. Should I trade in birds? Can I have a big thing of animals? Should I have a huge farm? Now, unless there is Jiva involved out here, you should not be doing a farm. Do you see how important this is? This is critical decisions in related to wealth and business.
You are applying this analysis to the Dhana Yoga. If you don't have Dhana Yoga, then
this, you will do as you are paid.
But this is a Dhana Yoga, then on top of Dhana Yoga...
That means businessmen need it. Businessmen need this to find out what should I do business with.
Wow, it's so specialized analysis.
Yeah. Businessmen will ask, what do I need to do business with? Can I do business? I mean, he wanted to have a lathe and a factory. Forget it, you're not going to make any money out of that. You'll slog, there's no money. Get into water. Because I said that, he put his head in. And his wife kept on telling him, look, Sanjeevai has never been wrong. Just listen to him. It's worked. The guy's making, made a fortune.
Remember, this is critical for business.
This is critical on what I should do. See, the Dhirubhai Ambani, business. This guy, Om Prakash, business. When you're in a job, it doesn't matter what you're working with. You just get paid the same amount. So how does it matter? Okay? Dhatu Mula Jiva is used in multiple ways.
The Navamsha positions of the planets. The Navamsha positions of the planets will tell me what remedy I can use.
The exact remedy is known from the Navamsha position of the planet. Now, if your Saturn is, let us say, in Virgo Navamsha, you will be stupid to try to wear a Neelam, a blue sapphire. Why? Because blue sapphire is Dhatu. It's a material, it's Dhatu. Unless the planet is in movable Navamsha, why would you? I need a movable sign, a movable Navamsha, something for me to recommend the gemstone. If the planet is not in a movable sign or movable Navamsha, then even though I recommend a gemstone, I have to give many mantras and things like that to bring the Devata. Devata is again coming from a dual sign, an animated divinity. Gemstones work sometimes just like that. It works like that when the planet is in movable Navamsha. Charan Navamsha. Why gemstones will not work for me? I've only got Surya in movable Navamsha. So either the only thing that will work for me is daily ruby. Did you understand? So do you know your Navamsha charts? There's a chart called the Navamsha chart. If you have your Navamsha charts, check up the movable signs. And from there you will get an idea, can I use a gemstone? Otherwise, what's the point in spending so much money? On the other hand, if the gemstone, if the planet is in a fixed Navamsha, then you should use one of the roots from the plants which are ruled by the planet. Now, there are 9 planets for the Navagraha, and I don't remember all of them. I don't remember them. I'm not a walking encyclopedia. I just know for Shani it is Ashwagandha, right? Did I use that word?
Yes.
Ashwagandha is for Shani and for Surya I think it is the root of the banyan tree. So I know Surya and I know Shani. So anybody has Shani in a fixed Navamsha? You don't remember. So check up your Navamshas. Find out the planets that are in fixed Navamsha. If you take a root from that tree and tied to your hand, you cannot imagine the magic that can do. It is a million times more powerful than the most expensive red diamond. Yeah? Left hand for some and right hand for some. She saw me doing this, so she said left hand. I tell you an example. Tata is a good friend of mine, and not the owner of the motors. He was senior to me. He had Shani, and he was taking the civil services. So he said, I got Shani, I can make it. His Saturn wasn't fixed. I said, look, where the root over here, Ashwagandha, and take the exam. He bore the root. He is the income tax commissioner right now. It works. Everybody told him to buy the Neelam. But he said, no. Sanjay says this. And it worked. It's not a question of cost. Once you get into the selling business, then all you will recommend is gemstone. And that's where things will go wrong. Secondly, the problem with the root is, you're living in Delhi, how do I get the roots? Otherwise, I would have given roots to everybody, free of cost. How much would it cost? 50%.
Chani Chop, you get the roots?
Even banyan tree can be used for Jupiter. Sorry, banana tree roots can be used for Jupiter.
Banyan is banana also.
I heard that the roots can be used for Jupiter.
Clever, clever, very clever.
I will not answer because I don't know.
Very clever. She also tries like that. Achha, this tree can be used for, neem tree can be used for. I said, no, it is this one.
No,
I know, I become clever now.
It was Jim.
So homework, you need to know the roots, names of the 9 plants, the critical plants. You must know them. That is, if once you know that, you have such a huge advantage. Somebody will come, you will... In front of him, you do the mantra of Shani, put that thing, tie it on a thing, ask him to show the hand and you tie it. And the guy in 7 days, he sees magic, he thinks you are God. Think about it. This is what makes you... The problem is in dual science. What are you going to do? Are you going to keep a bird? What will you do? Human being ko ban karke na. Dual science, what do you do? Two remedies I give you. Write it down. See, this is the advantage of the parampara. If the planet is in a dual science, a dual navamsha of Mercury, then it's a book. Okay? If it's in Jupiter's navamsha, it is a devata. Two remedies you have to remember. Mercury, a book. Jupiter, a deity. That's all. It's logical and it works very logical.
So when you say book, what do you mean? Strap a book on
your hand? No, you can carry a book in your pocket. Have you seen the pocket Gita?
Yeah.
Okay. Pocket Gita, pocket Bible, pocket this thing, carry. People actually used to carry big books. And if the planet is in the 12th house in the Rashi chart and in a dual Navamsha, let's say Gemini Navamsha, then donate them. Donate Gitas. Donate these things. Fund the printing and the publishing. Wow. I knew. Today you are going to get masala. Because I got this.
We will tell him tomorrow again.
Today, honestly, if you guys find this thing in any book, I'll give up Jyotish. You cannot find it in any book. They write, they will give you the shlokas, and by the time you finish the shlokas, you'll sit and hit your head on the wall. You cannot get anything out of it. It's so tough. But once you get this, and then you go back to the shlokas, it'll be clear. Oh my God, it's right in front of me. Okay?
Because you said that...
Bird feather. Depending upon different planets in Gemini Navamsha, you can use bird feathers. Okay? Depending upon different planets in Virgo Navamsha, you can use animal skin or... No. That's not good.
What about fishes?
I don't have to say anything.
Are you fishes?
Those eyes spoke. I silenced. My wife worked for WWF. WWF or WFF or whatever that is. Whatever it is. I'm forgetting it.
Oh no, I think you got it wrong. I spoke because I had 3 planets in Gemini Navamsha. I was thinking feather of which birds. That's what I was thinking.
Oh my God. She has got peacock feathers. Which planets are in?
Saturn, Moon, Ketu.
Peacock feathers. The Moon. Yeah.
You told us about Jupiter Navamsha. So which deity?
Depending on the planets then.
Jupiter
is done, then you can put my photograph on. Use your brains here. Shiv. Jupiter matlab Shivji.
Right.
Vishnu is from Mercury.
Right.
Krishna is for moon. Like that, you can use anyone.
So long as the planetary vibration, you are happy with that. And please ensure that the picture has a smiling face. That is the only condition I ask again and again. Do not use a picture where the devata is not smiling. Do not use it.
The devata is smiling.
He must smile.
He must smile.
Ideally, if you pick up Jagannath's picture, you can't go wrong. His compulsory smile.
He has to smile. We will not allow him not to smile. Okay?
Krishna, especially with Krishna, don't pick it up. You will immediately go into depression.
Because moon, mind. Krishna is not smiling, you will have depression.
And if Krishna smiles, Vajay Vrajay Kamandanam Samastha Bhavakandanam.
Hey, by the way, are you teaching that?
Yeah.
So, I'll start. Okay, anything on this? Today, they will be starting Krishnashtakam. Chalo, thank you. Namaste.